for our coverage of the Texas Revolution indoor football team as your Texas Revolution are at home to take on the North Texas Crunch. Live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, bringing you our fourth year of bringing you indoor football. We started out in 2012 with the Allen Wranglers, and 2013 and 2014, they have been the Texas Revolution that has taken over for the Allen Wranglers at the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Good evening, everybody, as we are getting set for the 2015 season, an important season for the Texas Revolution. A couple reasons why, and we're going to get through a lot of this here on the pregame show as far as the expectations of this team, why it's so important. We're going to be doing a lot of things, but let's talk about me, Sonny Clark. No, it's not about me, but how about on the road? We're going to be bringing in a color commentator as far as the road is concerned. And I'm talking about one Bill Cerna. Bill Cerna is going to join us on color commentary as he has the responsibilities of being the statistician at the home games for the Texas Revolution. So I'll be calling those games at home by myself. But on the road, we're going to go ahead and bring in Bill Cerna. Bill Cerna joined me last year, just the past few months here, as our local high school, well, I'll say my local high school, the Rowlett Eagles, we got the opportunity to call those games, and Bill Cerna joined me on color commentary, and I call him the Eagle Eye. This is a guy that sees sometimes things that Sonny doesn't see. His eyes might be in a different spot than me following the ball or whatever the case may be, and he brings a lot to the color commentating when we were doing our coverage of the Rowlett Eagles football team just this past season. So it is a pleasure to have him along. Not only that, Bill and I, we've known each other for a long time, going back to the Allen Wrangler days. He was the statistician there, and I was doing the play-by-play as well, and we became really good friends. And not only that, we found out a lot about each other in reality. Mainly is that we're both Arizona Rattler fans of Arena Football League. We both lived back in Arizona for many, many years. We both came out here, not together, but at separate times. And as fate it does sometimes, it brings people together that you didn't necessarily know over there. But a lot of things that we have in common helps us with our friendship and our relationship, and obviously when we do our play-by-play. And this year, it was a pleasure to have him with me when we were calling the Rowlett Eagles football game. So it's going to be a thrill to have him along. He's going to be here on the pregame show as well. He will be on all the pregame shows. So we're going to be talking about the team this year and putting our brains together, and we're going to talk about what we see. And the one thing about the Texas Revolution, as far as what we've ever done, whether it be a pregame show or the play-by-play, we've never been told what to do or how to do it. So we are pretty much, we have the reins here to do what we want to when we are bringing you the play-by-play as well as the pregame show. So I just want people to know that we have always just went the way that we see fit when we're doing the pregame shows and also doing the play-by-play. So Bill Cerna is going to join us. So that's my news. I'm going to have him on the road. I'm really excited about that as far as indoor football is concerned. Also, you're looking at a new Texas Revolution team. We'll talk about the new team, but now it's a new league, as we had a merger here this past off season between the Lone Star Football League as well as Champions Indoor Football League. So that CPIFL and the LSL joined forces this year. And they put together Champion Indoor Football. And it's a new league that's out there. And I want to go ahead and just run over really quick the teams that are going to be playing in this year. When the merger happened, there were a lot of expectations of some teams that were going to be there. And then some that wanted to join and tried to join but were unable to stay. For one reason or another. And just recently we had a situation just this past week with the New Mexico Stars, as they were going to be a part of this league, and unfortunately they have had to bow out for the 2015 season. So there's going to be some schedule changes that are be going on, and obviously our first home game was against the New Mexico Stars. So by the time we go off at kickoff time for tonight's game, we're going to have more about who that team is going to be for our first home game, if it's the same day or if they're going to switch it. We'll have all that information all ready for you to go, so you know where your Texas Revolution are going to be and where they stand. So keep your eyes and ears open for some changes that are going to be happening within the schedule, because your Texas Revolution were actually due to be on the road to take on the New Mexico Stars later in the season. So keep that in mind. But the teams that are going to be playing in Champions Indoor Football are the Amarillo Venom, the Dodge City Law, the Omaha Beef, the Salina Bombers, and newly formed Wichita Force, who used to be the Wichita Wild, who won the championships in the CPIFL last year, are part of this league. But they went new ownership, new building and everything, and they are now called the Wichita Force. We also have two Bandits nicknamed in this league, one being Sioux City, the Bandits. They are joining back into the league, and also the San Angelo Bandits as well. So two Bandits in this league. However, that don't matter. It is the talent that's out on the football field. That's all that matters. And obviously, the names don't mean that much as far as that's concerned. So keep your eyes and ears open for those teams and those leagues, as this team, the Bandits, have been around for a while. So let's talk a little bit more about what's going on as far as your Texas Revolution. In the front office, there's been some changes within the front office. We still have Tommy Benizio as the CEO covering everything else, but Charlie Hillbold moves into the position of the president. And then a little bit later on in this broadcast, we're going to bring in a guy that started out just as a guy that was helping out the team. Now then the next year he moves to a running back coach. And this year now, he's the assistant general manager of the Texas Revolution. It's John Navarez, who's going to be on the program here just a little bit later. We're going to talk a little bit about his journey within the Texas Revolution, what he actually does. I mean, this the assistant to the GM, and our GM is one Tim Brown. So, you know, he's kind of got a job to do, you know, to help out Tim Brown and help out the football team. So a guy who gets a lot of things done. We're going to be talking with him a little bit later. So we talked about the changes of the league, of the Champions Indoor Football. Now let's talk about the changes of the team itself, the Texas Revolution. As we had the changes in the front office with Charlie Hillbold moving to the president's spot, and then one John Navarez moving into the assistant general manager position, the changes on the football field start right at the top. Wendell Davis, former Dallas Cowboy, as the head coach of this football team. And one of the things that when I see new coaches and everything, I worry about team guys that don't have indoor experience being a coach. But we get not only the fact that this guy is a former NFL football player, he is also the former defensive coordinator for the San Antonio Talons. So we got a lot of good stuff coming from Wendell Davis. Not only that, he also coached with the Wichita Wild a few years back as well. So we got a lot of experience as far as the coaching is concerned on in the indoor. He also played in the indoor football. So this is a guy who knows the game and knows it fairly well. So we get a good new head coach for our football team. Also, we talked about experience. As our general manager is Tim Brown. He's been inducted into the Hall of Fame. So at the first preseason game of the NFL, the day before sure that Tim Brown is actually going to be enshrined into the Hall of Fame. And congratulations to him. We'll be bringing you an interview with him within the next few weeks here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and our pregame show, as well as it will roll into our halftime show so you can hear it over there. So that's exciting stuff as far as in just some of the rumors. He's actually out there, and he's going to be helping with Wendell Davis and also a new running back coach. Yes, a running back coach as far as Bill Cerna and I know very well, as we're from Arizona. There used to be a running back there that was a very valuable commodity for that football team. When Larry Centers, at one point, he held the receptions lead for most receptions by a running back in the NFL, and not only that, he is a former Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots a few years back. So we got a lot of experience at the NFL level with a lot of coaches. Also, last year we had a, you know, I don't want to say gender, you know, crossing of the line of genders, but we had Jen Welter on this football team last year as a player. Well, this year she joins the coaching staff. Jen Welter is the first, that is known, the first woman's football coach on a professional level. So Jen Welter, again, breaking more of that gender line and going across it and making some changes in there. Also, former Allen Wrangler defensive back Brett Bowers also joins the coaching staff for the Texas Revolution as well. We're going to talk a little bit more about some more of the coaching changes that have happened a little bit later here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So we'll be talking a little bit about that here as we move forward. So let's go ahead and do this. Before we make any more changes and start talking about what we've already talked about the league, we've already talked about the front office, we already talked about the coaching. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the players that are out on this football field for the Texas Revolution in the 2015 season. We're going to do that after a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. The Texas Revolution and Game On Sports Bar would like to welcome all the fans to join the team at Game On Sports Bar down the road at the intersection of Stacy and Greenfield in Fairview. With great drinks and food specials, along with the chance to know your Revolution players, dancers, and staff, you can't beat Game On Sports Bar tonight right after the game. Do you have a young aspiring writer in your home? The Texas Revolution, along with Star Local Media, have a youth reporter at each and every game at the Allen Event Center. Contact the Revolution to learn how your child can participate in this great opportunity and see their game story online. Try this at an NFL game without getting arrested. Make certain that you stick around after the game. Shortly after the conclusion of the game, the Revolution players and dancers, as well as the mascots, will be available on the field for a short 15-minute autograph session. Have you found your Texas Revolution online? Get online and check out www.texasrevs.com and be sure to like them on Facebook to stay up to date with the Revs as much as possible. Have a special event, or possibly a birthday party, or just some guys hanging out. You can book your group event by calling the Revolution front office and enjoying great seats at a great discount. Call the Revolution office at 972-422-7277. If you want to host your birthday party at a future Revolution game, simply call the Revolution office at 972-422-7277 to hear all about the exciting things you can do at a Texas Revolution birthday party game. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Texas Revolution. This is our pregame show, as we're going to be doing two shows. Our feed for the live play-by-play, we are actually going to have a spot where it's going to be very easy for everybody to hear the pregame shows as well as the play-by-play on the internet radio. And some announcements as far as that's concerned. On the web, you can go to one website, and it's going to have all the games of the Texas Revolution. You need to go to www.thecouchpotato.wix.com /RevsRadio. All the games as well as the pregame shows are going to be played over there as well. So keep your eyes and ears open. Get over there. Check weekly there for our pregame shows. We'll also be trying to get together and have some interviews with some of the coaches, special shows that we'll be throwing up there on that website, and you can listen in as far as your Texas Revolution are concerned. So don't forget about the website. Let's do it again. www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/RevsRadio. Also, don't forget to bring your cell phone and an earphone, because you can listen to the live play-by-play of the Texas Revolution via your cell phone. And all you got to do is give us a call. 347-215-7497 is the number where you can hear the game right at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, our games. And so you can, especially at home, so when you're out at the stadium, you can listen to the live play-by-play there from the stadium. You also can listen to the live play-by-play when we're on the road as well by using that same telephone number. So all games will be on the website. All games will be via your cell phone with a headset. Whether you're out and about and you can't make the game but would like to hear it, you can use that cell phone. Or if they're on the road and you can't make a road trip, you can do that. So 347-215-7497 is the telephone number that you can go ahead and give us a call and listen in to the live play-by-play. Some good stuff there. Also, let's go to our 2015 roster. Some guys that we know about as far as your Revolution that are returning from last year. And I want to talk a little bit about one Frankie Solomon Jr. Frankie Solomon Jr. has been a cornerstone of this franchise with the Texas Revolution. Also played with the Allen Wranglers as well. However, he stayed loyal and stayed right here in Texas and stayed right here with the Texas Revolution. He has been that cornerstone of this franchise and a guy that has been coming back each and every year so far for the Texas Revolution as we move into the third year of the Revolution season. And never mind the years before that with the Allen Wranglers. So a guy that I love talking to. He's very bright, very funny, and you'll love him. We'll be bringing him in on a couple of interviews this year as well. Also, a guy that's returning is a guy that at the defensive line, I love the fact that we're going to get DeMario Dixon back here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the Texas Revolution. Guy played in the IFL here last year out at the University of North Texas, and he's it was a big surprise as he led the team in sacks, if I'm not mistaken, last year. So we're going to be talking a little bit with him as well throughout the season. We'll grab him up for an interview as well. So watch out for that. Also, returning for your Texas Revolution is running back Darius Fudge. Darius Fudge missed most of 2 years ago, but he came back in the middle of last year and is a good leader for our football team. He also played with the Allen Wranglers as well. He lives in Georgia, but he made his way back here. And I think, if I'm not mistaken now, he lives right here in the area. So there's some good stuff for him to be out there, out on the football field. I love having him there, and I love being able to call his name. Not only that, he's just a heck of a guy and a fun guy as well to talk to. So your Texas Revolution has some returning players that have made a big difference. Now, we also got another guy on the defensive line who used to play for the Texas Revolution. Mark that. We got to take the step back, go back to the Wranglers. But he also played with the FIFA as well in the CFL, playing for Toronto, E.J. Naduka on the defensive line. So we got two defensive line monsters on that line that will be right out there trying to get to the quarterback for your Texas Revolution. So a lot of fun stuff that are that you can look forward to this season for the Texas Revolution on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, we're going to have a new quarterback, and we're not sure who it's going to be, but that's what we're going to get here in the preseason game. We'll probably get a look at Luke Halpin as well as a quarterback that has made his way, a guy that coach knows, as far as experience is concerned, and they know of each other as they've, been on the same team. And we're talking about a guy by the by the name of Robert Kent Jr. So these guys know each other fairly well as far as the coaching staff is concerned for the Texas Revolution. So lots of things going on, and there's going to be roster changes as the Revolution are allowed to have 35, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm mistaken about that number. But they're allowed to have 35 at training camp, but after training camp, they're going to go ahead and cut down to 24, and each game 21 players will be active and three on the practice squad each and every week. So that's what you're getting with the Texas Revolution this year, some really cool stuff. So keep your eyes and ears open. Our coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show will be each and every week. If they're on the bye, we're going to try to get on and talk a little bit about the football team, whether it's going to be player interviews, coaches interviews, or front office interviews, or whatever the case may be. We'll also keep you up to date on what's happening in the CIF, Champion Indoor Football, with the stats as well as the standings and things like that. So we'll be bringing you that up on the Couch Potato Sports Show as well. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break, but later on in the show, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk to the head coach of your football team, Wendell Davis. We're also going to bring in a front office guy that's moved to the assistant GM spot. John Navarez is going to be joining us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We're going to talk a little bit about his, you know, journey to where he's at today, and we're going to do that after the break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions, not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. And they continue to be the official real estate company for the Texas Legends. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience. At C21 Bowman.
Here are the expense reports for the last 6 months.
Statistical analysis shows a 12% decline in current market growth.
Relax, look great, feel confident with the ultimate grooming experience at the Boardroom Salon for Men. We look forward to welcoming you at one of our convenient locations.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schatz Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schatz Photography, located on the web at www.fredschatz.com, or give him a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Here at Executive Press, we are a mid-sized commercial printing company. We help our clients market themselves through their printed collateral. We offer both offset and digital printing services, design services, and bulk mail services to our clients. Executive Press believes strongly in the idea of being a valued partner to our customers.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000 and tell them Sonny sent you. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Texas Revolution as they are getting ready to take the field here on a Friday night to take on the North Texas Crunch in an exhibition game, preseason game here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Our fourth year of bringing you this forum here as we bring the play-by-play to you. And I wanted to take a few moments to talk about a gentleman that has had a big influence in my life as far as what we do, as far as our play-by-play. Back in January 2009, I went to a Texas Legends game over in Frisco. Sat in the press box, and I was fortunate enough to sit right next to a gentleman by the name of Willie Martin. Those that are in any kind of media as far as sports are concerned probably knows who Willie Martin is. Willie Martin actually was one of the reasons why I started doing play-by-play. In fact, he encouraged me to start and to do it, and we did it, our first game with the Texas Legends. We just did one game as we were practicing and learning the ropes and how to do it. And Willie Martin was the reason why we started doing play-by-play, whether it be high school, whether it be by the Texas Revolution, or with our local coverage of our high school of the Rowlett Eagles. Now, I've done that for a long time before. I mean, we've been doing play-by-play for 15 years, but down here in Texas, Willie said, you ought to do it. You should do it. And he always encouraged me. And I met him on my birthday in January 2009. And I was sad to find out just this past week that Willie Martin is no longer with us, as he has passed on. And just the thought of not having Willie in any press box where any sporting event was going on is a loss here in Dallas. Great knowledge of sports, a great person, and he'll come up with the most obscure fact, and he probably has more selfies of people that he has ran into and has met on his Facebook page than I've ever seen from anybody. And we found out that he had passed in November as we were getting set to go through the craziness that is the indoor football season. As far as the Texas Revolution just finishing up the Rowlett Eagles football team as well as their basketball team and now moving right into indoor football. And I got to see Willie also at the Texas Revolution games. He made his way out to a couple of those as well as the Allen American games as well as the Dallas Sidekicks. I mean, where the sporting event was going on, he tried to be there. And he's been an influence and probably one of my better friends in sports talk, especially right here in Dallas. And finding out that he passed 4 months ago was a shock, and I felt bad as during Christmas time I contacted him via the phone and the phone was disconnected. And I really didn't think much of it as I figured I'd run into him at a sporting event until I had an extra ticket to go see the Texas Legend and I wanted to invite my friend Willie Martin along with me. And I found out finally that he had passed away just recently in November. So I just want to give a tribute out to one of my good friends, as he's no longer with us, and the effect of him not being here is really hard on my heart. And there's always going to be a seat right next to me from now on while I do my games. And, Willie, you got the best seat in the house for every game. I love you and I miss you, my friend. We're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and the Texas Revolution Radio Network. I'm going to gain my composure. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Fisker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854 or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lee Ligon with Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness. I am a fourth generation Texan, and I grew up right here in Dallas. I then went on to Parker College of Chiropractic and got my doctorate in chiropractic in 1997. I've worked on rock stars, on actors, on politicians, professional athletes, young gymnasts, all the way up to 300-pound linemen. If you've been suffering from any kind of pain, neck pain, back pain, anything like that, or have any questions, I invite you to come on down to my office, and let's sit down and talk about it. I offer a free consultation, and let's see if I can help you. Dr. Lee Ligon, Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest-growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
We at Alta Texas are a privilege to be able to take care of people who are sick and unable to get around. And we take them from being unable to ambulate, use their arms, shoulders, and make them functional and whole again. Each day, to take them from a sick, hurt state to one in which they are functional and able to carry out their everyday activities. Each facility has at its disposal an MRI unit, which allows us to rapidly go through advanced imaging on somebody's body part that's been injured. We all have physical therapy right on site with the top-notch therapist in the Metroplex.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show and the pregame show of the Texas Revolution taking on the North Texas Crunch in an exhibition game, the preseason game. I got online now a guy that has been around the Texas Revolution since their inception, a guy that has slowly made his way to where he's at right now, and I'm talking about the new assistant general manager of the Texas Revolution. I have on John Navarez. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Sonny. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for taking a few minutes with us, and because we want to get to know the people. That's what we're going to do in the pregame show. We're going to get to know some of the people that are in the front office, and you're one of them. You're a guy that has been with this team for a very long time, obviously since its inception, the 2 years that are there. Let people know how you even tripped into this gig over there at the Texas Revolution to even start with.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a funny story. I remember the first year I drove by and see a billboard, and you know, that was the first time I found out we had an indoor team here in Allen. And so I shot everybody email, called everybody, added everybody on Facebook, sent them a tweet, and then finally got a call back, and they gave me a little short interview for an internship. And, of course, got that, and then moved up quickly within the ranks and, went from my first year of coaching last year, just looking over the running backs. And then this year, you know, it's been a blessing. Just got the opportunity to move up to assistant GM and, look over and help out more football operations this year.
Isn't it kind of funny? I was remember the same time I remember I was at the Allen Event Center. I was actually at an Allen Americans hockey game, and I just happened to look up in the rafters, me being an Arizona Rattler fan of the Arena Football League. I loved it. I was a season ticket holder. I used to go to so many games. It was unbelievable. I was like, well, geez. I didn't even know the city had a team. So I wanted to talk to you about that as well. As, you know, it was the Allen Wranglers, which had a hard time with attendance and things of that sort, but still a pretty good football game. Then the transition over to the Texas Revolution, where it's a lot of hard work for people to even know there's a football team there in Allen.
Right, exactly. I mean, you got to think about it. There's only a million things to do out here in North Texas on a Saturday or Friday night. So we've kind of risen from the ashes of the Allen Wranglers. And, Tommy, our CEO, and Charlie, now our president, have done a real good job just pretty much starting from nothing and building this team to where it is now. And we've been able to hire guys like Coach Davis and Matthew Lunsford and now Darnell Kane. We just got a great team here and been able to get the word out. We got a lot of support this year, and I mean, it's totally different. There's a new feeling in the air. We got this family feel gets the whole office here, and it's just a new taste around the area, and it's great. It's going to be a great year.
Well, let's go back to, you know, your first year. What were your assignments within the first year with the Texas, or were you with the Allen Wranglers? I don't necessarily remember seeing you with the Allen Wranglers, but if you were doing an internship, I probably might not have seen you. Where did you get started off? What was your first job as far as your internship there within indoor football and the Allen Event Center?
No, I started, actually my first game, I actually worked with April 20th, against the Nebraska Danger. And, like I said, that was my first day. My main job was getting coffee and making sure everybody was ready to go, really not knowing the, job and position. That was the first time I was in the arena. So, you know, I was just helping out doing the, you know, cleaning bathrooms and all that little stuff, throughout the office. So that's pretty much where I started out. Been under some great leadership with Tommy and Charlie here, and bringing in some good coaches here, and they've been able to help me kind of mature in this business, and it's been a huge blessing, like I said, and, you know, it's just great around here. I love it.
Well, the second year you go into coaching, you know, running backs. How was that for you? I mean, I'm not sure if you had any experience at all, but I think that's obviously what an internship is all about, is to learn the ropes, to learn the business. How was coaching? How was looking over the running backs for you as you moved into your second year there at the Texas Revolution?
Yeah, no, it was definitely exciting. When Coach Williams got here from New Mexico, you know, I kind of impressed him just straight off the bat, and, you know, he decided to give me the running back position. You know, I played a little bit of receiver back in my day. I've worked with some guys from Louisiana Tech, Sonny Dykes, he was the head coach there. And just kind of working around him, I was able to bring over, you know, everything I was able to learn, and just also learn from the ropes from all the other coaches that were there that year. And so, you know, it was fun. I was able to work with Darius Fudge, you know, a longtime IFL veteran. So he definitely helped me around gaining more knowledge of the indoor game specifically. But it was great. I loved last year, and it turned out pretty nice.
So you get the promotion. You're assisting the general manager. You're assisting a Hall of Famer now, a Hall of Famer in Tim Brown. And give an idea of what you do on a daily basis now as the assistant general manager there at the Texas Revolution.
Yeah, definitely. We started off in the middle of our off season when I got the promotion. The first thing was to find the new coaching staff, and so that was pretty much put in my lap. And I went out and just got a couple of guys who looked good for the head coaching position, and so did a couple other guys in the office. And then we brought the names together, and Wendell Davis just come out on top. And then now it's just replacing guys, finding talent, and just building that roster up. You know, I got a pretty good hand, a pretty good feel for this roster this year. And I also take care of a lot of things here in the office, meet and greet everybody, putting out a lot of fires. But this year I do have, more responsibility on my plate for football operations. So it's been a huge blessing, and definitely being able to be the assistant of now a Hall of Famer is, you know, not something you can say every day. And I'm only 22, and I'm learning from a guy who's, you know, one of the best to ever play the game. So it's great.
It's always nice to have that kind of knowledge right there at your side. You have any questions, you can get the answer, whether it be from a Hall of Famer, whether it be from a Hall of Famer as far as indoor football is concerned with Tommy Venezio. And then Charlie, I call Charlie the most underrated person within the Texas Revolution organization.
Oh, yeah.
You've got all kinds of experience around there, and you are going to make yourself, you know, very attractive for other positions later on down the road, whether it be with the Texas Revolution or someplace else. John, thanks for joining us here for a few minutes here on the pregame show. We're going to probably invite you back as far as us doing the pregame shows, what you're going to be doing, what you're looking around for later on in the season. So we'll catch up with you then, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Sonny, and I appreciate it, and I'll see you on practice Thursday night, buddy.
You betcha, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, let's go ahead and bring in the Vice President of Communications. Let's bring in Matt Lunsford here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Denali days are here at the all-new McKinney Buick GMC. Get big savings on our most popular lineup, the GMC Denali. Get big discounts. Plus, get 2 years free maintenance on any new Buick or GMC. Get exclusive deals in McKinney. McKinneyBuickGMC.com, the new choice for excellence.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Ortho Texas. Ortho Texas of Plano is a group of physicians and surgeons treating all complex orthopedic conditions ranging from degenerative bones and joint problems to sports injury. The doctors at Ortho Texas are dedicated to serving their patients with the state-of-the-art facilities and high standards of excellence in orthopedic care. So make sure you check out www.orthotexas.com. We're located at 4031 West Plano Parkway, Suite 100 in Plano, Texas. Or you can give us a call at 972-985-1072.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Out here, there are no cheat codes, no avatars, no magic stars. This does not require an operating system or a username or a password. And there will not be better versions of these games coming out next year. There's nothing like the gift of sport. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Texas Revolution in the exhibition game, the first game of the season, preseason, against the North Texas Crunch at the Allen Event Center. I got online now a guy that puts a lot of work into what he does and what I'm talking about. He's responsible for you knowing about the Texas Revolution, a guy that works hard every single day. He's the Vice President of Communications. It's Matt Lunsford. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us for a minute here on the pregame show. Now, I asked John the same question, you know, when I first started and learned about the indoor football game there in Allen, I didn't even know there was a team until I looked into the rafters at a hockey game, and sure enough, I found out there was an indoor football team right here in Allen, and a passion of mine. I loved it. So that being said, what was your first experience about finding out about indoor football? Was it the Wranglers? Was it the Revolution? And how did you trip into your position there at the Texas Revolution?
Well, it's kind of a unique story. I worked for a European percussion manufacturer that was actually based in Fort Worth for their North American headquarters. And I listened to these guys on the radio called Ben and Skin every morning, you know, and back when they were on ESPN instead of 105.3 The Fan. And they were actually talking about T.O. playing arena football. And I said, well, that's weird. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So I kind of dug into it, and I said, oh, well, it's interesting that they're, you know, no longer the Desperados are around because the AFL went defunct and et cetera, et cetera. And T.O. started playing in the IFL for the Wranglers. And there's some buzz about that. So I said, well, that's interesting. So I knew about it in the back of my head. And a couple years later, I was tired of traveling 10 out of every 14 days on the road,
yep,
and, you know, working with the rock bands and doing the things that I was doing there. And said, you know, I want to change a pace in my life. I want something different. And I started thinking about doing the same kind of thing with PR and marketing communications with sports instead. And so I applied for the job, and it just happened to fall in my lap after a couple of interviews with Tommy and Charlie. And, you know, a year and a half later, I'm sitting here. So that's really it.
Now, when you went ahead, you did the interviews with Tommy and Charlie. What were your first impressions of these guys? Because my first impression was Tommy was at the T.O. Press conference at the Allen Event Center. That's the first time I met him. And, you know, when I walked up to him, and I didn't necessarily know who he was until he handed me his cards, and I was like, wow, look at, you know, this guy, he's, you know, not only that, he dresses to the nines, always looks good. You know, what was your impression of Tommy Bonizio and Charlie as they, you know, obviously moved in and took over the Wranglers before they actually went out the door, and you get them after that situation? What was your impression of them?
You know, my first impression of Tommy was a phone conversation. I said, wow, man, this guy can talk. You know, he's a slick, kind of a slick talker, right?
Yep.
And so when I came in and finally got to shake his hand, I was like, oh, I could see exactly where my initial kind of phone call came from as the slick talker guy, right? That's not a bad thing either. I'm not saying it as a bad characteristic thing, because it's not. You know, Tommy never meets a stranger, and he's probably one of the best communicators openly with anybody that I've met in my life.
Yep.
And Charlie is a nice compliment to him. You know, I when I met Charlie for the first time, it was actually in the office during my interview. Shook his hand, and you could kind of tell that Charlie's a reserved guy. You know, you never know really what's on his mind until you get to know him, and then you can read him like a book, you know. So it's taken me about a year to figure that out. And, you know, he's a great compliment to what Tommy does, and Tommy's a great compliment to what Charlie does. And that's why this team works so well, is because it starts at the top. But really, when I say it starts at the top, it starts at the bottom, because those guys are the type of leaders that will, you know, get down and do the things that they need to do on the bottom level to make the top up successful.
Yep.
And when I first realized that with them, it was in my interview, and I was like, man, these guys are, you know, the owners of this team and the president, the CEO of this team. Back then it was Tommy was president and Charlie was vice president, but it was a ground level kind of expedition that they had started by themselves, and most people don't know it, you know, is on $7,000 that this team actually started and came out of the ashes of this. So,
yep.
It's kind of unique, and to know the work ethic that's been behind this. You know, we don't have somebody with a lot of money that backs this team. We have to make more than we spend, and we have to really understand a business standpoint with this team more so than, you know, just a hobby for a rich rock star or something.
Absolutely. There's something to be said about that as well, as a guy that will get in the trenches with you, not just on the outside looking in saying, well, this is your job, why don't you go do it? He'll actually get in there. Same thing with Charlie, and that's one of the fun things about that, when you've got guys that you can actually relate to and have done your job, know how to do it, and it's always something. So you are vice president of communications. I talked about, you know, you're responsible for people knowing about the Texas Revolution. You mentioned Ben and Skin. You mentioned radio. You mentioned publications and stuff like that. That all falls up underneath your actual title there.
It does. It does. You know, the one thing that we really do is we try to do a lot of grassroots and guerrilla marketing.
Yep.
You know, we're not above going out and putting flyers on a car and, you know, kind of making the end user angry because they have to reach out once they get in the car and pull it off their windshield wiper, you know.
Yep.
We're not above that at all. So we do that. You know, we do static billboards. We do the digital billboards. The one thing that we have to focus on more so than most of the other people in the IFL or even the CIF is the fact that that we really have to kind of niche yourself. There's 12 other people around us, you know, that are professional sports teams in the Metroplex. So we have to stand out. All but one of those play at the exact same time that we do. We share the arena with three different people. You know, when you look at the arena and what they do as a successful business, they have to bring in concerts and shows and things of that nature. But then the Americans are playing there. The Sidekicks are playing there. The Legends and the Rough Riders play 10 miles down the road. And then if the Mavericks and the Stars are in the playoffs, which they almost always are, you know, that's something else that we have to go with, too.
Let me just jump right in there. I found that very interesting, because as I was sitting there, first year working, I was sitting there thinking, wow, this would be a great venture if it was maybe about 100 miles away from Dallas, where everybody wouldn't want to go out to Dallas to do it, but it's so close. I mean, part of your job is to make people interested, and that's got to be hard with all of the things that are going on there in the Metroplex, whether it be Dallas or even Fort Worth, for that matter.
Yeah, it's true. You know, Dallas-Fort Worth is the fourth largest sports market in the world, and we only trail behind New York, Chicago, and L.A., And, you know, the things that we do here, we do the radio stuff, we do the TV stuff. We just don't get enough of it for most people's liking. But when we get it great. The issue comes in that, you know, the media has to spread the love, right?
Right.
So we've created ways to create that love for ourselves from them. One thing that we've done is partner with Game Day Sports Tours, who throws great tailgate parties out at Cowboys Stadium. And they're bringing in Dallas Cowboys to sign autographs, do meet and greets. Even Rowdy's going to be at the game on Friday, you know. So,
ah, cool.
You know, it's a pretty cool thing, you know. So those are some things that we do. And so we'll have Dallas Cowboys sitting at all of our home games, signing autographs, talking to meeting and greeting fans, doing the things that they need to do to be successful as well off the field, and in lieu of helping us. And that's a great relationship that, you know, Coach Davis has really brought into us. The other thing that really helps us is the fact that we have NFL greats that are on our coaching staff and one Hall of Famer that is the GM of our team. You know, Tim getting into the Hall of Fame over Super Bowl weekend is something that was expected, but we didn't really know how to gauge what was going to happen.
You know? The impact was.
Yeah, and it was really great. You know, I found out just before the show aired on the Saturday night before the Super Bowl that Tim was going in, and after that, I probably had 50 emails come in on Saturday night asking for something for Ted. And then, you know, somewhere around 200 was in my inbox on Sunday. So knowing that, it was pretty crazy. And then, of course, last year, you know, we had the Jen Welter story.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was pretty crazy as well. And we spent about 6 weeks inside the national media with that story, and now that she's on the coaching staff, and Coach Davis and Larry and Devin and Tim have all brought her on to do that, we expect the same things. We expect to be in a national spotlight, and we are with Tim, and we are with Jen, and, you know, it's not every day that you have the best pass-catching running back to ever play the game as your running backs coach. You know, the things that we have with Larry and those guys it really adds that extra kind of up when you're trying to get out in the media, and that helps us a lot. And then you have guys that are on our roster that have spent 3, 4, or 5 years in the NFL as well, and that helps too.
Yeah, so getting the actual people in order to gain the notoriety, whether it be small within the, you know, the local media there via internet, or obviously getting out on that, you know, big market. And I remember, like it was yesterday, Jen Welter, you know, hitting those major markets and stuff, and how much of an impact. Let people know how much of an impact of something like that. You know, obviously 200 emails after Tim hits the Hall of Fame. Your job is to direct all that. So I guess, how do you go about doing it? Let people know what you kind of do as far as that's concerned.
It's a matter of importance. You know, what's going to help the team as a whole and help that individual as a whole too. So there's two separate entities. You know, when some guy calls you and says, hey, man, I want to have this person on, well, where's it going to go? Who's it going to go to? What's the reach? You know, we have to do a little bit of research on that just to understand who's going to be where and what kind of light they're going to be portrayed in. You know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, going back to the Jen instance last year, that absolutely hated the fact that there was a woman going to play a man's game.
Absolutely.
So we had to be very, very protective of what we did. And we even did some interviews that said, hey, you know, why are you a woman playing a man's game? What is this for? Why are you doing this to yourself? And you shouldn't be here. And then we did the ones that are obviously the great ones of saying, you know, you're standing up for women's rights in sports, you're breaking barriers, you know, women are as equal as men, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then you have the guys with Tim that's like, well, why did you have to wait 5 or 6 years to get in the Hall of Fame? Why is this happening? And then you have the guys that said, man, it was due to you. How did you sit on the fence for that long and not be frustrated, you know?
Absolutely.
So there's a lot that goes into that, you know, and of course being in our sports market, you know, we have to rival that of the Rangers going into spring training, and that of who the Mavericks just traded for, signed off of waivers, or what the Stars injury report is going on, and then what, you know, what's the Dez Bryant story, and then why are the Cowboys going to franchise tag him? You know, we have to combat that with other outlets, and if we can combat it with other major outlets by, you know, some radio station or news station in Chicago picking us up because we're breaking some kind of some kind of something, then obviously the people locally take note too, because they don't want to be overshadowed by a competing market. So it's all about strategic planning, really. It's who wants to be where and why they want to be there, and then you also have to think about the situation of what's going to get us the most traction in the media, and that includes social media, that includes website, unique clicks on the website, that includes, you know, viral video, who's going to be able to say, you know, in 10 years, you remember that one time the Texas Revolution did this, and they pulled it up, you know. So we've been in everything from the sports page on USA Today to the MSN homepage, the poll question that's there. We were the third most read story in Yahoo Sports at one point last year.
Wow.
The day after the NBA All-Star Game, we beat out every NBA story there was. That was pretty remarkable. And then this year from, you know, our preseason press conference within the hour being up on Fox News, so that's pretty crazy.
Yep.
And even getting, you know, even getting some likes in Glamour magazine to Sports Illustrated. That's kind of the crazy thing about sports in Dallas is that you never know where you're going to end up. But having a team like this, it gets us there pretty quick. So, you know, I know that there's no other team that we compete with on a Friday or Saturday night that's getting the same exposure that we are. And that's not a dig. It's just that's the normalcy of being in Dallas.
Yep.
And that's why guys want to come play here or coach here.
Yep. And when you got all that going on, it helps fuel the fire to where people will hear about you, obviously, so you can do your job and do it effective. And that means getting a hold of the local radio stations, getting on with them, bringing maybe Tim on, or bringing on Coach, or bringing on Larry, all that, or guys, or whatever. But also getting it out to where people will notice. I mean, it's one thing to have guys at a Cece's Pizza. It's another to have the media there as well, so where it can be noticed as well. So that's your job, and you put it all together. And I wanted to glad that you were able to take a couple of minutes here with me here on the pregame show. We're going to have you back. We're going to talk about what you're going to be doing throughout the year. It gets you on about three or four more of these pregame shows as the season goes along, my friend.
Hey, no worries, Sonny. I'm always here for you whenever you need it. And, you know, just get your cannons up and get ready for a fun ride this year.
Definitely do that. Check out the Facebook, check out the Twitter feeds and all that. And what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The key is to pick one pitch and just drill it. The same thing. Again and again and again. Just pick one and stick to it. It's consistency.
Consistency, consistency, consistency. Till you get it perfect.
Consistency, huh? I see buffalo chicken, spinach alfredo, zesty veggie.
Yeah, well, technically, it's also pizza.
Cece's Pizza wants you to be active in your kids' lives. So take action. Be a true dad.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
She's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David.
Grandma?
Totally worth it.
Cece's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Rowlett Eagles, letting you know about Chang Lee's Taekwondo. At Chang Lee's Taekwondo, our mission is to spread the art of Taekwondo to everyone who's willing to learn with an open mind and train with enthusiasm. Our goal is to instill you a healthy lifestyle with a disciplined mind and body. At our school, we strive to provide a professional, warm, welcoming, and educational environment for all, and you will learn and advance at your own pace. That's at Chang Lee's Taekwondo, or check them out on the web at www.mychanglees.com.
All right, welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, here with your coverage of the Texas Revolution, and it's the pregame show. And, folks, what we're doing, we're actually doing this really early. We don't have coaches interview, but you're going to have to jump back in here a little bit later.
to get the interview with the head coach. I just wanted to get this part up and get it all set so people could hear the pregame show, let people know about the Texas Revolution, get it out there early as possible. But come back on Thursday. We will have coach's interview as far as what we expect here in this preseason game here at the Allen Event Center. It's going to be exciting, it's going to be wild, and it's going to be fun. And that's the important thing. We need to continue to have fun. Let's bring more people out to the Allen Event Center. We're expecting big crowds all season long for all the home games, so it's going to be really exciting for everybody to come on in here. While we wait for Coach, in the next day or so we'll get his interview up, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the front office of the Texas Revolution. We are kind of a new thing, as the internet has really taken over, whether it's anything, whether it's, media feeds for football games, whether it is you want to see something on TV and you just don't watch it anymore, you go to the internet, you don't go to TV. So it's no big surprise that the internet has been, a newfound thing for radio and for folks like us at the Couch Potato Sports Show, and loving the sport and loving the chance and the opportunity to bring the games to people who wanted to hear. We had a great, great listenership last year, and we expect to have the same type, if not even more, listenership next year, for this year, I mean. So the excitement that this year is going to be bringing to us as far as exposure, getting the Couch Potato Sports Show out there as people listen to the games and stuff. Also, don't forget about the website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/RevsRadio. Also, don't forget to bring your headsets with your cell phone, because you can listen to the games live as well at the Allen Event Center if you have your cell phone and your headset, by giving us a call, 347-215-7497. It's going to be something that is really awesome that's going to be going on all year long, and so you get the opportunity to hear my play-by-play, never mind the fact you still get to hear it throughout the Allen Event Center as well, but if you have your cell phone, you get to hear the exciting plays that happen out on the football field. So keep that in mind. Also, don't forget about that on the road. It's not just the home games. You can listen to the games via your cell phone. You can listen via the road games if you're out and about and you want to hear the game and don't have America One or don't watch the games, but you want to hear it. You can always call in when the Texas Revolution are on the road. You will get that coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. But thank the Texas Revolution for giving us the opportunity to bring you internet radio, bringing you the play-by-play coverage on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. So thanks to Tommy, Charlie, and of course the front office, the rest of them, Matt Lunsford, and of course John Navarez, and more people in their coach, and you'll hear head coach Wendell Davis here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. Thanks for giving us a listen, at least so far here in the pregame show.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance? Get an alarm? Drive less?
Taxi!
Graduate? Bundle policies? Don't get pulled over? Make automatic payments?
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop.
And, of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Hey, it's Johnny B, showing you some of the reasons why your next car, SUV, or truck needs to come from my dealership, Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney. They have over 800 new vehicles in stock. All roads lead to Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney, Highway 75 in McKinney, with a great selection of vehicles. Check them out, and whatever you do when you get your best deal, you make sure you tell them Johnny B sent you.
stop by Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney for a test drive today. They're located on Highway 75 in McKinney. And check them out online at DodgeCityOfMcKinney.net. Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. This is the Boardroom in Allen, and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in, relax, look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show, where I have online, he is the fearless leader of the new 2015 Texas Revolution. This guy's been all over the place, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's head coach Wendell Davis. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Sonny?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us a little bit here on the pregame show. Now, folks that don't know a lot about you, I know a lot about you because I watched you on the AFL level just this past year. Why? Because Clinton Solomon made his way over to you guys for some games. So I knew of Wendell Davis, but Wendell Davis is not just of the San Antonio talent. You have some NFL background and some more head coaching. Give a little background, a little bio about you for people to know a little bit about head coach Wendell Davis.
I'm originally from Wichita, Kansas. I played junior college football at Colville Community College. Went to the University of Oklahoma and got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in 96 in the sixth round. Played 4 years with the Cowboys, played in the XFL. A lot of people don't remember the XFL, but I played for the San Francisco Demons. Mm-hmm. Also, I played 4 years arena football with San Jose Sabercats, which I won 2 championship rings, and also I played my last year in 06 with the Arizona Rattlers.
Yeah.
And I've been coaching arena football and high school football and a little junior college football ever since then.
Yeah, you're actually coached the team that you're going to run into here sometime this year, the Omaha Beef as well, correct?
No, the Wichita Wild. I coached with the Wichita Outlaw now, but I coached with the Wichita Wild for, what, 4 years? 4 years with them.
Yeah, so the new force. I knew it was one of the teams in the CIF that you were at, and as far, well, the new franchise going on. So new head coach, new guy looking at what's going on as far as the league is concerned. Let's talk a little bit about the league first, the CIF and the new league. What are you hearing? What do you know about some of the teams that are out there as far as the talent that we're going to see coming into the Allen Event Center, as well as you driving and going to the games on the road?
Well, I'm pretty familiar with some of the teams in here. I actually coach for Wichita, and I got still some guys I had helped recruit to get to Wichita. And I kind of talked to them, and Dodge City, a pretty good team. But the biggest thing I've been hearing is Wichita Force is the team to beat if you want to compete for a championship. So you got to beat Wichita.
And that's probably because of the fact that they're bringing back most of the players that played for the Wild, and they won the 2 championships over there in Champions Indoor Football League as far as that is concerned. So with the merger and everything, as far as the Texas Revolution making the move over to this league, now you're pretty much set. You've got some great coaching going on your football team. Let's talk a little bit about the coaching that you got. Never mind just you. Let people know who else is going to be right there being your right-hand man and or woman.
I got Devin Wyman, who's my defensive coordinator. He played with me in San Jose. He got won a couple championship rings with me. Also played with the New England Patriots, got a Super Bowl ring.
Ah.
Also, I got Larry Sanders, who me and him used to go against each other in my time with the Cowboys, who played with the Arizona Cardinals. I got Jan Welcher, who also played for the Texas Revolutions last year, who's the linebacker coach. I got Coach Jim Casmercy, who was an old-school coach that graduated from Texas A&M, probably got more coaching experience than anybody in this conference. Also, I got Rod Winchester, who's my special team coach, who's kicked a couple years in the NFL. And I got Brent Bowers, who's a graduate from University of Oklahoma, also played in the AFL. The AF2 also played a little bit of time, and probably about a year and a half in the NFL. So I got a great coaching team with a bunch of experience on and off the field.
definitely. I think the combination with the NFL game along with your experience in the indoor game, Brett Bauer's also playing in the indoor leagues as well. You've got some, obviously, Wayman as well. You've got that good mix of what's expected on the NFL level. Now, are you bringing the NFL level as far as expectations from your players down to this league, or did you have to adjust that situation with you being the head coach and how this league and how these guys, you know, I guess kind of act or how they present themselves?
Oh, it's definitely, it's a professional team, and I'm expect the same thing that all my former coaches expect out of me: be on time, be respectful, be early, not late, play to the last whistle's blown, and you never know. You never know what could happen when you play in this league. A lot of guys needed some technique and some tape, and hopefully some of the guys move on to the AFL or the NFL or the CFL.
Definitely. Now, without giving it away, I let people know a little bit about what we're going to see out on the football field. We have Frankie Solomon Jr. returning. DeMario Dixon last year, also a guy that made a lot of plays. You got Pompa. You let people know a little bit as far as the defense. I love what the defense is beginning to look like, because you're also bringing in some other NFL veterans as well, in reality, to play for your team.
Yeah, we got Rashad Washington, who played 3 years for the Jets.
Yep.
He's out of Wichita. Rashad's a more experienced guy, a big, tall, Jack, Mac type of guy. We got Brian Jackson, who played 3 years in the NFL also, who's a big corner, 6'1", 6'2", corner. Also, we got some experienced D-linemen on our team, and we got a great D-line coach, so we're going to bring some heat, and we're going to lock it up and know where to keep.
Definitely, and obviously the way that you stop them, you got to stop them from scoring, and you're not going to stop them all the time, but listening and looking at some of the people that are on the roster for on the defensive side of the ball, I'm very impressed. Now, when we go to the offensive side of the line, there's a lot of new faces as far as what we're seeing out on the football field. What are we seeing offensively as the Texas Revolution get ready to step on the field to take on the North Texas Crunch?
On offense, we probably got the biggest O-line in the league. Michael Wormley, 6'8", 295. We've got Robert Griffin, who's about 6'6", 330 pounds. And we got Cam Young, who's about 6'4", 330 pounds. And we got Roy Richardson, who's actually played for the Salina team last year and got him on board. So one thing we're going to see, you're going to see a lot more running from this year as this team. We're going to pound a lot of people. And then we're going to go back and throw the ball some. But our main focus this year is we're going to pound you. We want to wear them teams out. Then we'll start throwing the ball.
It sounds like a plan there. But I was wondering, and then you can fill me in, as far as the rules are concerned, from what we're going to see, are we going to see more AFL rules? Are we going to see more outdoor rules? How is the actual rule book going to work as far as what we're going to see out on the football field?
We're going to see a little bit of both. They kind of combine both rules. The defensive ends can drop also. We're going to have four DBs in the secondary, which is different. The Mac linebacker, he usually comes every time. He can't line up right over the box, right over the nose. He got to shade to one side or the other. It's more suited for the run game. Because it's the D line is three D linemen with a Mac linebacker, three offensive linemen. So also you just do it's just a combination of the outdoor league, arena football league, and the CFI league.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of everything out there, and you
have
somebody that's been out there for years there, whether it be with the Wranglers or the Texas Revolution, Darius Fudge running the football. Let people know about him, and I know you got some guys that are also, you know, really competing for that running back position.
Yeah, Darius Fudge. I had Fudge down in Wichita for 3 years with me, and I told Fudge, I said, "Hey, man, let's have some fun this year. Let's get back to what we used to do, just pound and ground." I said, "It's probably going to be one of your best years that you used to have back in the days." And he's very excited about the offensive line. He's like, "Coach, man, it's been a while since I had a line like this." I was like, "Man, enjoy it. Let's go out here and just work." So it's going to be fun. We got two quarterbacks competing right now. We got Robert Kent, who's been playing arena football for a while, I think about 5 years, who's about 6'4", 6'5". Can make all the throws on the field, understands arena football. And we got a young guy coming in, Luke Hall-Penn, who's a young guy who played four games last year for the Columbus, Georgia. So it's going to be exciting this year. We got some big-time receivers. We got DeMarco Jenkins, who's about 6'4". We got Britt Reese, who also played with me in San Antonio. And we got a couple more young guys. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of competition out there right now. And after Friday, after we get through handling our business on the field, we got to make cuts and get ready for Salina. So it's just, we're going to take one game at a time. We're going to go out there and give the fans what they want to see, a lot of scoring and a lot of hard hits.
Now, we never hear from the kickers, and you're only going to get this from me as a former kicker. Who's going to be kicking the ball for you this year as far as your field goals are concerned and your expectations of that as well?
Man, we got a good kicker. His name is Garrett. Garrett is actually from San Diego. Him and his wife just moved down here in December. It was funny. He had gave me a call and was like, Coach, you looking for a kicker? And I was like, yeah. So he was like, well, we down here house looking. I'm like, for real? He said he's from San Diego. He been kicked probably about 3 or 4 years in arena football, indoor football. So he came in for an interview, and I signed him on the spot. And he's a big kicker. He's probably about 6'2", 6'3". Yesterday he was at practice talking about he's ready to run down on kickoffs and make tackles. I'm like, hey, hold up for a second. I said, that's what we got seven other guys for.
Exactly.
You just kick the ball, kick field goals, and we'll do the rest for you. So
yeah.
I think he used to making tackles, but now with our special team coach, we it's going to be the opposite. You're going to sit back and watch tackles be made.
He is the head coach of the Texas Revolution. He is Wendell Davis. We're going to be hearing from him week in, week out here as you get set for Salina. That's going to be an interesting game, but you're going to start off on the road. Is that a good thing, starting off on the road, or does it not matter?
It don't matter. These guys is hungry. We had a couple bad snow days here, and yeah. I got cases early in the morning, like I said, practice canceled, and guys like, nah, coach, we got to go and stuff. So we got a hungry team down here, let alone with hungry coaches and a hungry owner and hungry assistant coaches and hungry guys in the front office. I mean, we've been waiting for this for a while. I've been working for this team for about five months now, and it's finally here. We finally get to start smelling it. So
yeah.
It's now to just put it all together and let's go to work.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, the off seasons are horrible. I love watching the NFL game, but man, give me indoor football any day of the week and I'll be there. So, you know, it's going to be good. And new spirit and new, I'm going to tell you, you haven't been here, but there's a new attitude that is boiling around the Texas Revolution offices and the excitement about this team coming into the Allen Event Center. Now, you're going to get a good look at the Allen Event Center as far as practice. You practicing in there for, you know, before the game, obviously, that's going to happen on Friday, correct?
Yes, sir. We actually got to practice there today. But actually, I coached against the Texas Revolutions. I think it was like two years when I was with Wichita.
Uh-huh.
So I'm all familiar with it when Drew Pearson was a GM and stuff. So, I mean, I know the arena is a beautiful arena. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got a lot of friends coming. I got a lot of former Dallas Cowboys that I played with, teammates that's going to show up, and it's going to be really exciting. Really exciting tomorrow, so we're looking forward to it. And whoever else want to get a chance to come down and see us now, it is going down tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Definitely. And interesting that you mentioned that, bringing the former Dallas Cowboys. That's you, I think, in reality. You're helping getting the word out there for the Texas Revolution, let people know there's actually indoor football. Just because the NFL season's over doesn't mean football season's over.
No, definitely. I've been at Cowboy games. I think I probably missed one Cowboy game, but every time I'm there, I'm representing of the Texas Revolution, and I'm passing out flyers, and I'm passing out schedules, and I'm trying to get everybody in this community involved. You know, Dallas is a big city. So I feel like this year is going to be the year for us to win a championship, also for a lot of people, new people to get involved with arena football that haven't had an opportunity to come and see it. It's friendly. It's fun for the kids. It's a great atmosphere. It's bad outside, so we got to worry about getting wet or cold inside.
Yep.
So it's going to be fun.
Yep. It's going to be fun. Head Coach Wendell Davis of your Texas Revolution. And, folks, when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get into the kickoff of tonight's game of the Texas Revolution taking on the North Texas Crunch here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.